Recently, a mother's claim that her son has been bullied at Zhongguancun No. 2 Elementary School, one of the top elementary schools in Beijing, has gone viral. The school's incompetence in tackling the issue and its indifferent attitude, as revealed in its later statements, has enraged internet users and I think a lot of parents as well. It's got us looking at actually a major issue on Chinese campuses that is called bullying or 校园霸凌. So, what is going on this time?
Well, so the victim's mother posts a long blog about her 10-year-old child being dumped in feces at school by his classmates. And, she's complaining also in the letter that the school was incompetent in handling the incident. The victim's father released proof of a diagnosis proving that the victim, who suffered from being dumped in this stuff, also suffers from ATSD, that is acute stress disorder, after being bullied at school. They actually even took a picture, as I understand, the father took a picture and released proof that his son was diagnosed with this. And the mother and the father have tried to talk to the other children's, the bully's parents. The bully's parents claimed that they had, reprimanded their child, but they also didn't think that her child intentionally bullied the victim. The school, I guess the school is kind of saying that this incident should be treated just as a prank or a joke, and that's how they're kind of, that's where they're, how they're seeing this incident. But they also did issue a statement themselves, this being the school after the incident, and they said, "In line with the principle of protecting the legitimate rights and interests of every minor child, especially the victim mentioned in the incident, the school will make continuous efforts to achieve the result of a multi-party agreement. As for the recent false statements on this incident across the internet, we will retain the right to prosecute involving parties through the relevant authorities." Now, first of all, I want to highlight that kind of last statement. "As for the recent false statements on this incident across the internet, we will retain the right to prosecute involving parties with the relevant authorities." That sounds kind of like a bullying statement. It's like, "And if you're talking about this and we don't like what you're saying and we decide that's not right, we're going after you. So you better be, keep it down. Like, stop talking about this. This is how we feel." Okay? And the reason also why I think this was, they realized too that this was incorrect is because they released a second statement. Oh, goodness. Maybe the first time they didn't get it right. So the school issued a longer statement for the second time, claiming that there is no bullying on campus in this case. The school explained the details of the incident from their side and explained how they help communicate between parents. However, one thing I do want to mention is that in both of these statements, there has been zero apology that has taken place. So that's also kind of something I think is important.
Yeah, I think the school is quite stupid, in the fact
I knew it.
that,
We'd hear
well
something
said.
along those lines from you, Liu Yan. You did not disappoint me.
Well
Bravo.
said.
Okay. I think it's very stupid in the fact that, it has released two statements, yet not one single apology is offered. So on that front, there's been no excuses whatsoever. They have absolutely screw this up. However, I do like to say that just based on the first statement, and I did look at the original statement in Chinese, I don't necessarily think they were trying to bully anyone who disagrees with them. I mean, if you just look at the original wording, I think it's actually pretty accurate because obviously the story has gone viral on the internet and a lot of people don't actually know what happened and they were just adding their imagination to the story. So in that sense, I think it's right for the school to say something like, "Don't make things up. We
But
will."
how do they know any better? Like, the school, first of all, there's been no apology. Everything that's been said has been based off of this mother's note, and people seem to be just be talking about that. I mean, I don't understand why they would talk about other circumstances, but the fact that they're saying, to me, I see it differently. To me, they're saying, don't talk about this. We're getting bad PR. If you do, we're coming after you.
Well, the thing is, the mother isn't actually 100% accurate because some other parents of the students in that school actually witnessed what happened. And obviously, no one dumped feces directly onto that kid. They dumped trash cans onto him. And in those trash cans, there were some, you know, toilet paper and other
stuff. Possibly feces.
but that's different from, you know, directly pouring feces onto your body. So, again, the mother is definitely not being 100% honest.
Well, I mean, okay, so feces or trash, I think that's, regardless, that doesn't even matter. I mean, that's still so serious. I mean, trash is like, I wouldn't even say any better. But let me describe this to you. The victim was described, the victim has been disturbed by the bully for some time. The victim's mother wrote in her blog that before the bullying took place, the victim would frequently claim that he's trying to hide from the bully and get away from this trouble. This incident has led the kid to have sleeping problems, a child to have sleeping problems. He's getting angry easily, possibly maybe leading to a chain reaction where maybe he's taking that anger out on other students and needs extremely close company, company in these circumstances. And there is proof of a diagnosis of ATSD that has come from this incident. The kid's always on edge. He's very stressed. This is where kids are forming themselves and learning how to cope with life. And this kid's always going to be coping with life thinking that he's not as good as someone else and that there's someone that's always better than him. And then he's always going to be stressed. I mean, the father produced a picture of the medical certificate online. So that's also true.
Yeah, we see that a lot of information has been offered online. And here, I think we see the good and bad of the internet. First of all, if this thing didn't blow up on the internet, no attention would
right.
have been given to this kid.
I think
kid
that's important too, yeah.
Or the school, I mean, that, which is apparently one of the best in Haidian District in Beijing. And that is a big deal. And even when the top elementary schools can't handle this situation, well, how well will other primary schools be able to handle it in other places? There's a big question mark, and I see huge inadequacy in general there. And also, I think the bad side of the internet is that we seem to, in this case, see the internet simply just like the real world, that there's always one party with a stronger voice. In real world, it might be the person with higher status or power. And here, it is the mom that wrote the hugely influential, catchy article on WeChat that got the whole social media talking. And other voices, other accounts, which came out later,
got drowned.
Yeah, it got drowned because everybody's projecting your own experience and imagination and what you see from the mom's and the dad's account. And I wonder if people are looking at the whole picture at all. Like in a court case, at least you have a few witnesses to provide evidence and talk about the whole case. But here, the smaller voices simply get drowned.
But you're saying that so many people are talking about it and this is voices are drowning each other out. Then to me, that says something different. That this is a problem, Hyung. That everybody's experienced this. And that schools like this are allowing it to continue. I mean, obviously, I think, you know, this lady tried to talk to the school. Tried to tell them that her son's being bullied. And they passed it off as a prank or an incident. And she's sitting here having to drop her kid off and drop her kid off at a school you said is the best, but to this kid is probably like a prison every day. I mean, the best in how it teaches you. I doubt this kid is learning so much because he's always freaked out whether he's going to get beaten up or thrown in a trash can. The fact of the matter is this school passed it off as a prank or a joke. And this mom is sitting here going home to her crying son at the end of the day and saying, man, I have to work. I can't take care of my kid and I'm entrusting them at this school and they're not doing their job. what do I do? What do I do? As I understand, she's a writer. So I tip my hat off to her. She wrote this blog and social justice came in and people said, hey, this is happening to us. This has happened to our kids. This isn't right. And if enough voices drowned each other out or come together in unison, they make one big voice. And now the school has listed a second apology, but
a second statement,
but without an apology. This is just painting a really good picture of not necessarily, I'm not going after the kid. I think many times, yes, the kid that is bullying the other kid, I think he probably suffers from some stuff at home maybe. I think, you know, most kids are innocent. But in this incident, I do think that a lot of blame goes on the school for allowing this kind of stuff to happen and passing it off as something called a prank.
Yeah, that's the interesting part. First of all, Ryan, just to respond to what you said earlier about, you know, the opinions that reach a unanimous agreement and become and bring social justice. I think it could be social justice or social abuse.
Injustice. Yeah.
Yes. I think it could go either way. But okay, let's talk about...
People want justice, though.
Yeah, we want to uphold justice.
Yeah.
But justice can be relative in the eyes of different people.
No, for sure it can't be relative, but people see this and they feel for it. It's happened to them. So they want to talk about it. They want to make sure that this kind of thing is brought to the attention of the public, which is why we're talking about it right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love your enthusiasm, but I have to say I agree with He Yang, because even when so many people have experienced this and they obviously can relate to it, feel very passionate about it, at least when it comes to a court case, you present different sides of the story so that you at least very conscientiously try to get the whole picture. Whereas in this particular case, it's very possible that certain strong voices get heard all the time while other voices, you know, get lost in the mix.
Right, but what's the other side of the story? Schools are allowing this to happen. They're passing it off as kids suffer every day
right,
from bullying.
Right, no one is saying school has done a good job. At the very beginning, I've said the school is very stupid.
No, but people are saying that someone's not doing a good job. That's why they're saying something, is that if these voices didn't unite or are create a stink, we wouldn't be talking about it, and maybe things wouldn't change. There wouldn't be a second statement from this school, for sure. I mean, court cases are trying to be without emotion and logical, but we all know humans aren't always just logical. Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of people who have suffered from bullying, and even later on in their life, they see this scenario, and it brings back things. I mean, it paints a picture. It was in their childhood, but maybe now that they're older, they still remember this and it still haunts them. So something needs to be done.
Something needs to be done for sure. And here, I think it's interesting that even in the second statement that the school, of course, is not going to apologize because it says that this does not pass off as bullying. It doesn't qualify to be termed as a bullying case. So, of course, the school is not going to be apologizing for any of this. So now let's get the definition straight. Is this prank or bullying? And if it's bullying, what is bullying or 校园霸凌?
Okay, I think bullying is an act of repeated aggressive behavior in order to intentionally hurt another person. So whether this qualifies as bullying really depends on if this victim in this case repeatedly gets, you know, hurt or gets played on or, you know, picked on by the same people, those two who put the trash can on him.
Mm, poor boy.
I think it's honestly, it's as simple as saying abuse that happens. I think a bullying happens even not necessarily just with kids. I think it happens all over the place in all different facets of society. But the thing is here, it's this kid's going to school and you're saying, maybe a parent's advice would be, hey, if you get bullied, go talk to your teacher. But now we're seeing that these schools are saying, oh no, kid, that was just a prank. Please go sit down. Like, I mean, that kind of way, I mean, in the U.S., that would never be the case. I mean, we would never even pass it off as a pranking or a joke. You know, I've always had that kind of teaching that if something happens, you go to a teacher and the teacher will separate you or keep an eye on you or this kind of thing. But I mean, I just feel like to be told that something is a prank or a joke when after what Liu Yan just described as being the definition of bullying, the two sound very different.
Okay, here, I think we got the definition straight, and I love the passionate presentation that Ryan carries to the show. Love that, and Liu Yan, your response, ooh, very nice. And here, my question is, okay, actually, my observation has been here, is that Chinese school teachers, sometimes in my day when I was in a school, maybe they weren't really aware of what bullying means and the detrimental effect it has on kids and might not pay as much attention. But today's new generation of teachers, I think they more or less understand the concept, but they don't know how to handle it a lot of the times. And what's common, according to my observation, is that teachers would usually, you know, hear this complaint from, let's say, one kid. Let's say I go to my teacher and say, Ryan bullied me in the playground
bathroom?
Today. Yes, in the playground. Okay. And then, look, just making it up, all right? Don't get too upset, everyone. And the teacher would get Ryan and myself into an office and talk to both of us. And most of the time, the teacher will find it to be difficult to determine exactly what happened, or maybe don't have enough time or don't want to get as involved. And you know what happens from that? Usually a Chinese teacher will say, well, both of you are at fault. And you did something wrong, He Yang. Ryan, you did something wrong as well. And now let's shake hands and be friends. And what kind of effect does that have on me? I didn't fight back. I swallowed my pain and humility, and I went to the teacher, but I still didn't get what I think I deserved.
What kind of effect did that have on me as the bully? I got
yes.
away with murder.
So you see what happens here?
Nobody snapped my hand. Nobody reprimanded me. You know, I mean, for sure, maybe this took place where the teacher didn't necessarily see it, but dude, if you're a teacher and a red flag pops up like that and maybe other kids are complaining about the same person, use your noggin. You know, I mean, geez. Let me tell you something, though. You know, in the U.S., I think, you know, every month in a middle school or a high school, around 290,000 students were physically attacked by bullies. Every one in five students admitted that they have been bullied. 86% of school shooting incidents were related to bullies. This isn't a small deal. This could turn someone who's been bullied, that kind of repressed feeling could turn into something much more bigger and a problem for society. So I think it's actually in our best interest to make sure that that kids get justice. I mean, every year it's estimated that between even in the UK, between 15 to 25 children commit suicide because of they're getting bullied. So I think, you know, like this is a problem. This is a serious problem.
I don't disagree with Ryan at all. I think what he has just said absolutely makes perfect sense. What I am a little bit worried about, though, is the fact that this mom has obviously exaggerated certain points of the story, and she uses a very, you know, clickbaity kind of style to make this article like go viral on the internet. And that's why I'm not entirely comfortable with her behavior, because she is not the judge and jury of this whole thing. She doesn't see the entire incident from the beginning to the end. So she doesn't get to say whether, you know, that bully has done absolutely everything wrong and whether her child has done absolutely everything right.
Right. I get what you're saying, but maybe that's what she needed to do to get that message viral, because there was no justice being sought at the school. She's a parent. Sure, right and wrong is relative, as He Yang had said. If that's my kid coming home crying every day, having trouble sleeping, having medical disorders, I'll write the best letter I've ever written in my life to get justice, to get attention, so that this school realizes this is not a prank that is happening to my kid every day.
I think you guys make really good points. And also, bullying cases and reports and such have been surfacing like every couple of months these days. Yes, it's a big issue. And in a way, I'm glad to see that a lot more attention has been given to this, because these are kids or young people who haven't left school or college, and their psychological and physical being sometimes can be neglected. And in a way, I'm glad to see that this has drawn so much attention. But what do you think needs to be changed with our current system or laws to prevent this from happening again or as often?
Oh, man, first of all, schools need to step up their game, especially this school. I mean, passing it off like this and their statements are just really not that great. Obviously, the school is in charge once you drop your kids off to protect your kids. I think regulations need to happen to better make sure that bullying stops at school.
Yeah, I think raising more awareness. Obviously, like Ryan said, the school hasn't done a very good job, because it is trying to say this is just some kind of innocent prank among kids and things like that. So if the staffers actually believe that, then they themselves need to get education first, and then they can educate kids in the school.
Okay, so on campus, if a kid or a young person is going through this, what kind of tips should we give that person right now?
You know, if you asked me when I was that young, I would say fight back, because that's what my dad told me to do. But now I think that that's actually very uncivilized. Talk to your parents, talk to your school, try to find a way that is not violent to figure out your problems, and you'll always have the high ground.
Okay, in that case, I guess I'm just not as big a person. I would say stand your ground.
Stand your ground. Or learn a sport so you'd be on a team. You'd have teammates anyway. You've got people surrounding you on your side, and you're not alone in this. Might help as well. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Liu Yan.